Blog Talk Radio. Talking about manifesting love and true happiness, you know. Oh, I'm Cynthia Johnson. First of all, I'm so excited. First of all, that Reginald Lewis is in the house, and second of all, I have such a wonderful Valentine's Day. My husband is just Mr. Romantic. He went off to teach school, teach a class, but he always thinks of me and bought me the most beautiful, beautiful gemstone necklace and took me out to dinner. I was completely surprised because we both had said, let's just lay low. And so it's so appropriate for us to have talk about love today. When Dr. Reggie ran his burning question marathon, the burning question, really, the number one burning question was about love. So we're going to spend some time today talking about how to manifest love and true happiness and what it is. And so I just wanted you guys to know that. Oh, by the way, I'm Cynthia Johnson and Dr. Reggie Johnson. We're your hosts this morning, but I'm so excited. I'm all off kilter this morning. Hey, Dr. Reggie, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful in the land of the living, thank God. How are you, honey?
I'm wonderful.
Good.
I'm wonderful. Anyway, it's Friday. You know, I love that because the weekend is coming up. I don't know what you guys have planned, but I have work, all the little things. But it's nice to work on the weekends because then I don't have all of the other stuff to interfere with it. So it's going to be a fun weekend, manifesting ideas, and just I love that. Anyway, listen, you guys know the drill, right? You call us at 914-338-0590. If you want to speak to Reginald Lewis this morning, you're going to press 1 on your telephone keypad. At some point, I'll get around to bring you into what we call a green room. That's where you will not be on the air, but I will want to get your name at least, okay? So, and I will identify you by your area code. So if when I call out your area code, generally you'll know that you're on the air. All righty. So let me tell you a little bit about Reginald Lewis. First of all, he's my son. I didn't give birth to him, but Dr. Reggie has definitely mentored him over the years, and he has just developed into such a wonderful, wonderful intuitive and spiritual counselor. And so all of you young people that think, you know, you feel that you can relate more to someone who's a little younger, he's in the house today. So I wanted to make you aware of that. Also, he is, hold on one second, I just want to, Dr. Reggie, why don't you go ahead and take us into our morning prayer for a minute while I work out some issues here.
Okay. Heavenly Father and Mother God and Goddess, we thank you for the energy of guidance, giving us the emphasis to have wisdom. And through Reginald Lewis, I know you're working very powerfully and brilliantly. He is a wonderful angel. I thank you for bringing him into this dimension, in this world, at this time, to help improve the quality of life for others as well as himself. Give him guidance this morning through the power of the Holy Spirit, and let him help others as they call in for guidance and wisdom. We believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is. So Reginald Lewis is 23 years old, and I think old is so appropriate, not to say 23 years young, but he is an old soul, and he is a spiritual medium. He's a channeler, he does a channel, and he's also a healer, and he's very, very compassionate, and has just, you just feel his warmth as he works with you and gives you your reading. He's extremely accurate. He has an uncanny insight and wisdom. He has frequently appeared on various radio programs, not only here on Blog Talk Radio, but also at Para X Radio. And he's currently the host of his own internet talk radio show called Enlightenment for Your Soul, which you can find all here on Blog Talk Radio, and we'll talk about that. He has been spiritually advising and helping others since the tender age of 15. Reginald has been professionally working as an intuitive consultant and psychic medium since the age of 18. So he has an extensive background and experience in psychic police work, assisting the law enforcement in missing persons and cold cases, paranormal investigations, private consultations. So let me just say this. You are in for a treat. I could go on and on with who he is, but you're in for a treat. Good morning, Reginald Lewis.
Good morning, Cynthia and Dr. Reggie.
Good morning.
All righty. So we're going to go ahead and get started this morning with our first caller. This is Deep. Good morning, Deep. How are you?
Yeah. Good morning, Cynthia. Good morning, Reginald.
Good morning.
Hi. Morning.
Yeah, hi.
Do you have...
I have a question. My question is, how do you see my career going in my current company? So I work in this company called Accenture. So how long do you see me in this company? And what do you see beyond this in terms of my career as in my profession? I'm also in a spiritual class, so I take it up on the side, but I have my IT consulting career.
Okay. This underlying feeling inside of me of anxiety, and it's only continuing to try not to worry, because I feel like you're going to perfectly be fine. I mean, I really don't see anything that's to be concerned about. I feel like you're very safe and you're very secure in your work and your job. I think for you, it's just sort of questioning your capability sometimes. You know, are you capable of doing what you're doing, you know, for as long as you want to do it? And I'm hearing, yes, you are. It's interesting because I see that you're going to be going through a lot of transitioning, but it's going to be a lot of growth, like a growth process for you. And it's all positive, especially financial-wise. And I feel like definitely within the next 5 months, I feel financial growth for you and your work and in your career. And also, I feel something that may also involve a move. So I don't know if that's career-related. It feels like it's possibly career-related, or it's possibly going to help you to make a transitioning or a move, or you're going to be traveling with your work.
Okay. My work usually involves traveling, so that's probably what it is. So will I be traveling beyond the country where I live in, or will it be in the same country?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, because I definitely see it's going to require some traveling, and it's going to be really positive. And it seems like it involves more money. It's definitely a good opportunity for you. You know, what I'm hearing is just apply yourself the best you can, and just sort of remain modest, because I feel like you're a very modest person, and I feel like you're a very hard worker. You know, I think sometimes you take on a lot of responsibility. You know, sometimes it can be overwhelming, you know, because you have so much responsibility, but it's nothing that you can't handle. They say, God don't give us something we can't handle. So you're built for the job.
Okay. How long do you see me in this company called Accenture?
Okay. Well, I'm not seeing an exact number, but I'm hearing years, years. So it actually seems like it's long enough where it actually feels like I'm not going to say possibly retirement because I'm not exactly getting that, and it could be possible for retirement, but I'm hearing it feels like quite some years. I mean, I'm getting over
Okay.
five
Okay.
years at
Okay.
least, as far as I can see.
Okay. Right. And one last thing is, so we have to work for clients. So we are contracted out to work for clients to help them with their IT systems. So one company and one client I'm keen to work for is Vodafone. So do you think I'll be able to get a project in Vodafone sometime soon, around March or April?
Okay, I sort of did kind of hear that question other than company and something about phone over the phone.
Can you
Sorry, I
repeat
was
your
just.
question?
Yeah, sure. I was just saying that we have to work for different clients as part of this job. So one client I'm trying to get a project with is called Vodafone in the UK. So do you think there is a good chance of getting, how strong do you think there is a possibility of my getting a role, an assignment, a project in with Vodafone in the UK?
Okay, I'm sorry, I can't, for some reason I can't hear
Let me
I heard you,
clearly the
Reggie, and I think
question.
that it will be a good thing see, to the United Kingdom telephonically and doing those consultations, that it will be a good thing for you to do that. So you're on the right path, and stay on the path, and don't have any doubts and fears, and you'll make it, okay?
Yeah, his
Okay.
question, I think he's pursuing one particular client. What's the name of the, you don't need to give us the name of the client. He's
Yeah,
pursuing a client and for a contract, and he's asking if he will be awarded that contract.
I'm looking
Okay.
for a
Yeah.
project in the I'm sorry, I can give up the name of the client. It's called Vodafone. It's a telecom company, Vodafone. So will I get a project there if I wanted to? I'm trying for a role or an assignment.
Oh, the name of the client is Vodafone, and it's a
Okay.
phone company.
Yeah, it feels like it's all going to be a near success. It's all going to be great, like that's already said. Just no worries. Don't doubt yourself. Just go forward with it. It seems like it's all going to happen for you. Just be patient. Just be patient. But it's all going to happen in due time. So,
Yes. Yeah.
okay, all right. Thanks a
Okay.
lot. Thank you.
You're welcome,
Thank you,
dear.
everyone.
It's good to
Okay.
hear your voice.
You're welcome.
Yeah,
Take
indeed,
care.
and good to hear your voice as well.
All right. Have a great weekend.
And you all, thank you.
So, when you ask a question of an intuitive, and they give you the answer, if it resonates with you, you really n need to put that question to rest. When you're because now you have two people joined together, in your dream, in your desire, and you weaken it when you go back and still ponder, is this going to happen? I wonder if this is going to happen. You need to accept it and move. Okay, he sees it. The psychic sees this. This psychic is in tune with spirit, and I'm in agreement. I'm done with it. It's going to happen, and just move into seeing it happen. And that's basically faith, is it not? Yes, it is. So deep, just see you getting this client and servicing the client. Don't question it anymore. All righty, let's go to our next caller. Hey, Tina.
Hello.
How are you this morning, Tina?
Hello.
Hey, how are you this morning?
I'm great, and you?
I'm a wonderful. You have a question for our guest psychic this
Yes, I
morning. Let's.
do. I'm going to heart. Yes, I would like to know what do you get from my absolutely amazing boyfriend, Corey? I mean, Lewis, in our relationship.
Listen.
Okay. Let's see. This is interesting because the first thing I'm hearing and I'm seeing is new beginnings, and I'm seeing the number one. Okay, so this lets me know, numerology-wise, how I receive things symbolically, is that this is a whole new beginning for the both of you. Okay, and it's very exciting, and it feels like it's a very strong bond. It's a very strong connection. It feels like it's something that you've been trying to work on for quite a while, and now it's like you guys are actually able to sort of unite, and try to move forward in your relationship, and pursue a happy life together. I see you two sort of backing each other up very well. You complement each other very well. You strengthen each other very in a very nice way. You bring a balance, basically. And I want to say you two are soulmates. You know, we have multiple soulmates, but you two are definitely soulmates. Okay, so it's sort of like meant to be situation.
Okay.
And I know you two have definitely climbed over some obstacles, because I'm hearing that there may have been difficulties or walls there before, and that things may be out of your control, just situations that's been holding you two back. But no longer are those walls up. They're, you know, they're sort of broken down. So they're saying just enjoy and absorb and learn as much as you two can learn from each other. You know, this is really a great learning opportunity and growth opportunity between the both of you to help each other to grow spiritually, mentally, physically, emotionally.
Great. Yes, that's true.
Yeah. So, you know, I feel like you've had a lot of worries in the past about it, but they're saying, you know, the past is the past, you know, just enjoying the present.
Okay, thank you. And there was someone that was trying to contact him from the past. Is she still there, or has she stopped communicating with him?
Okay. I mean, I can pick up that it feels like this energy is somewhat distant. So it feels like the energy may come back, but I feel like it will never ever be in the forefront. This energy will never ever be in the forefront. It just sort of remains kind of distant, you know, like there's an energy that's keeping it distant. You know, so I wouldn't even worry about her, whoever this person may be, because I feel like she has no significance and she will not have any kind of effect on your relationship in any kind of way or be involved in you guys' life in any kind of way.
Oh, okay, great. Thank you.
I have a question, Tina.
Yes.
Corey, is that also a boyfriend?
No, that was a guy that I was talking to when I stopped talking to Lewis. That's what he was just saying. He picked up on, you know, there was difficulties in the past. So, no.
Right.
Yeah, so, no, not Corey. I wanted to know about Lewis.
Okay. I know. I believe you, but I heard you say Corey is a Freudian slip when you first asked. I'm wondering, is she holding on to two boyfriends or letting it go or what, you know?
I'm sorry. It's early. I'm getting the children ready for school and everything. So, no.
Okay. All right, just checking. All righty.
Tina, you kind of get keep busy, don't you, baby? She said, I have one, but I got one a hole, too.
Oh, my
just
God.
In case it doesn't work out, I got something, that I got a backup plan here. You're too funny.
You can't have that backup. You got to trust, like Reginald said, one person, because you're putting energy and focus and the emotion of love, sending it and projecting it to that person. You want that to be good, so don't project anything else except you and that person being together. And that's what, that will happen. Your focus is there. So let Lewis be the one you want. And don't think he is with anybody else or anything. Just know that it's between you and him, okay?
Yes, well, you had just picked up the way Lewis was before, so you're saying that he's not that way anymore, Dr. Reggie?
No, I don't think so. I think he's going to be faithful with you because you really want him as the person in your life, and he's not the person he used to be. He's changing, and that's an act of God. So trust it and move on.
Thank you.
Okay.
Have a great day, guys. No, I didn't hold on. See you for him.
Father God, in the name of Jesus.
Yeah, you too.
Put it somewhere around for him to be okay. Please bless their life. Please allow for them to be okay. Please let them live to 120 years old, Jesus. And I just pray, Gabriel, Raphael, Uriel, Michael, and Jesus, and we pray, amen.
Amen.
Amen. I love amen. When he prays for us. Oh, my goodness. And he prays that we have a long life for 120 years, Dr. Reggie.
But you know what's really amazing about that? Our bodies are created to live that long.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
And he's declaring it for us. I love you so much, sweetheart.
And
you
he calls them the four angels that matter in the circle.
Yes.
For Raphael, Uriel, and Michael. So those are very powerful angels of the four corners of the universe that guide everything. So he's a good kid. He knows.
Thank you.
Love you, Tina.
Love you, too. Have a great day.
Right.
You too. She's wild. I love Tina. Hey, good morning, Beverly. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are all you this morning?
Great, thank you.
Good.
Excellent.
Wake us up, girl. Wake us up.
My question is that things have been very stagnant for me for about a year and a half, and I just want to know, when will things start picking up and moving forward?
Okay. Now, the first thing, I kind of felt that too, the feeling of it feeling stagnant. You know, sometimes I feel like you kind of lack the energy,
yes.
you know, to sort of be kind of motivated at times, just like that
yes.
lack of motivation and inspiration. I think that's what you sort of kind of need to reignite in yourself. And the thing I'm hearing is, I'm hearing the word creativity. Okay, when I hear the word creativity and it's combined with, you know, the energy is, you know, stagnant. It's telling you, in order to get that energy moving, you have to find what it is that you love. What it is that you love to do. It, you know, it could be something basic and simple as a hobby. It could be something as simple as going out in nature and just enjoying the beauty and the scenery of life. These are the things you need to sort of do to sort of enliven yourself,
mm-hmm.
okay? So that's the thing. One thing is a great exercise to do is sit and say, what is it that I love to do? What is it that I want to do? You know, what is it that I want to pursue in life? What are my dreams? It's okay to dream. I tell people it's okay to dream as long as you're able to put or have an idea or plan to put in action with that dream. Okay.
Right.
And I feel like that's what it is with you, is that you kind of question me, okay, what's next? You know, what do I do next in my life? What do I want to do next with my life? And I'm hearing you need to make a plan, you know, because we are the ones, we create our reality. We are co-creators with the creator, you know. And that's the thing with you, I think you have to realize the power that you have, because you're a very powerful person. I feel so much energy from you. I feel you're very attuned and very connected with your higher self. Okay,
yeah.
You're very intuitive, and you have a very strong spirituality. I can feel the energy through you. You know, as you speak, you're very connected. I can see prayer. I can see meditation. I see that you have that, you know. So keep exercising that, okay? And as Cynthia was talking about earlier, and strengthen your faith, and act upon your faith, okay? So whatever you want to do, you can do it. Don't feel like you're stuck, because the truth is you're not stuck. You know, we are our worst enemy, and it's a self-created boundary, okay?
Mm.
There's no limitations.
Amen.
Okay, and that's the thing I'm hearing for you, is remove the limitations and
Amen.
Think about the possibilities.
Amen. Yes. Beautiful. Thank you so very, very much. That really resonates very strongly with me. Very strongly.
Thank you.
Wow.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much, Beverly.
Have
Reginald. A blessed day.
Oh, you too, precious. Have a wonderful weekend. Stick around, because we're getting ready to move into a conversation about manifesting love and true happiness.
Mm.
And really, that's where you are right now. You're saying, I'm not going to say in terms of, it's where is my love for life, my zest for life, and what direction. So let's talk, we're going to talk about moving into our joy.
Okay.
And our true happiness. So stick around, okay?
I sure will.
All righty.
Blessings to you.
Blessings to you too, sweetheart. We are never stuck. We take a pause and a break. It's like a station identification. That's all we're doing, taking a time to really reconnect with spirit. I think those moments when we perceive it as being stagnant, it's the quiet before the storm, not storm in a negative way, but the time that when things are going to be explosive for us, it's a wonderful time to reconnect. So, Reginald, tell us your secrets to manifesting true love and happiness.
Okay. Well, the first thing I tell people, you know, there's two definitions of love that people have. You know, we have the technical definition. One thing is
you need to,
for something or someone.
Okay, you're fading in and out.
You know?
Could you move your position?
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes,
okay.
I hear you.
Yeah, I was saying that people have a duality belief of what love is, defining love. And the first one is a technical definition, which is, you know, an intense feeling, a deep affection for something or someone. And then there's the second definition, which I believe in, which is the spiritual definition of love, the metaphysical definition of love. To me, and I came up with this definition, it's a primordial creative force or energy, okay? It's a higher state of being, of consciousness, that is in tune with our divine creator, our source, or spirit, okay? When you sort of see love as that, this is what I see is, and my guides always tell me all the time, everything was created in love, okay? All creation was created in love. Okay, and it's funny because last night when I talk about and I was meditating on how to manifest love, my guides kept saying love is already manifested in our lives. It's just a matter of us realizing it. Okay, a lot of us are truly blind, you know, to where love is in our life, you know, because it's always there. It's just a matter of us realizing it. And the best way to realize love is through self, knowing thyself. You know thyself, love thyself, and then love thy neighbor. The only way to truly find love is to truly find love in yourself. As you heard that saying, you know, that saying that, you know, you can't love someone else if you love yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's true. It is true. And another thing that's really true and that I always hear is the more that one becomes love, the more that one can love. So we have to sort of train ourselves sometimes to, strip down the ego, the personality self, okay? Because a lot of times when people are trying to find love, the way that we conceptualize it, that we perceive it or make it, we make it something that's very complicated. And really, the truth is that love at its most purest form is really a simple yet very potent force, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I always tell people that it's a consciousness state, okay? And it has nothing to do with the emotion, you know, and love has nothing to do with emotion in its pure form. Okay, there's no need, you know, for reciprocation when one is love and one embodies love. Okay, and nothing can take away from love itself because love is self-fulfilling. You know, sort of like for me in particular, I use myself as an example. I put myself out there right now. I'm single, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't really been interested in a relationship, you know. I'm a very spiritual person because I'm very connected. I always say my first relationship and my last relationship will always be God. You know, I'm open to a relationship with someone that's coming into my life now, but I have an intimate connection with my creator. And just that love itself provides everything that I need, you know, so that when someone does come forward at the right time and at the right place, I'm able to embrace them fully. Mm-hmm. And accept them fully for who they are and everything they have to give to me and vice versa, everything I have to give to them. You know, but first you have to build that relationship with self and God. That's the key.
Mm-hmm.
Once you build that relationship with self and God, then you can build a relationship with anything else, with anyone else.
I know, you know, you're absolutely right. People say, how is it that you and Reggie have been together for so long? And I said, you know, the foundation of our relationship is our spiritual relationship with God. That is our foundation. So all the drama that I have, Reggie doesn't see that. He sees the divine perfection in me. The same thing with him. I don't see him, all the drama. All I see is God in him. And it shifts your energy completely. A lot of times we're in relationships and we're constantly looking for the problem, or we're afraid, you know, that this person's going to cheat on me or whatever. But when you move into having a secure relationship with God, you don't see those issues in the other person. You see the God in them. We on Circles of Prosperity, when we started out a couple of years ago, one of the listeners asked me, well, what is love? And actually, she shared the story where her granddaughter asked her, what is love? And all of us on the phone, we were kind of stumped. We really could not truly define love. We all talked about the character of love. And so I went into prayer over it and ask the Holy Spirit, please tell me, what is love? And what came back in my spirit was, love is no resistance.
And that may sound kind of vague, but when you stop and think about it, when there's no resistance, it means that you're not labeling what love is. You're not labeling the person. You're not passing a judgment. You're not putting things in a box. You're not saying it has to be this way or that way. You just accept everything just the way it is. Because when we move into those judgments and those labels, it starts placing the limitation. And I think that's what you're saying. This is an energy that exists, and we have to move out of the way. Ego has to move completely out of the way. And then you just let, and love flows. Imagine, you know, that you're here's a big thing for a lot of women. They get it. You're married, and your spouse goes to the restroom and leaves the toilet seat up, and you just get, and it's a constant thing of being infuriated over it. Why can't you just accept it and have absolutely no resistance to it whatsoever? That's moving you into that state of love. Do you agree with that definition, Reginald?
Oh, yes. Yes, most definitely. Same exact thing, you know, you said it you expect it in a great way. You love, you know, love is like, you know, that's what true love is. That's what true love is. It has no judgments. It has no discriminations. It's just a energy that is just pure and constantly flowing. You know, I always tell people that love is light and light is God, you know, and, you know, I'm a believer in God. I'm a believer in a higher force, you know, great spirit. And I believe that this world, you know, this world, this universe was created in love. You know, everything was created in love. And my God is saying that love will always be here. Love was what was here in the beginning, and it will always be here in the end. You know, and our God, you know, my belief in my God is that my God is a loving God, you know. And
end
so
of
in everything that I do, exactly.
Because here, I love how we are so creative. We place all kinds of things on our characteristics, human qualities, on God. And the Bible clearly tells us God is love. End of story. But we go, you know, why did God cause this problem? Or why doesn't he love this, you know, he blesses one and curses another. Not even possible. There you go again with a judgment. And if you know, I think our biggest challenge is that God is not in a box. First of all, God isn't a person, it's an energy. Just and energy flows from God, which equals and means that divine energy of love. That's it. We can't bottle it. All we can do is experience it. Isn't that right?
Yes, and a lot of times we have to realize that anytime we do have judgments, when it comes to our relationships, like you said, and we have those judgments and blames and all these discriminations and contrasts, you have to realize that that's all the ego, that's all the mind, and true love requires a surrendering of that ego to the divine, you know, a surrendering to God, to the divine, And it's not an impossible goal. Some people just think that's totally impossible, and it's not. It's just a matter of work. It takes work.
You know, and not that much work. If we would just release, it's extremely easy,
yeah.
But we want to hold on and control and manipulate. You know, I was reading somewhere, so I don't know where I got this quote from, in this narrative, the author says, okay, so, you know, you're living on this planet, the planet Earth, and it's hanging in space. There's nothing holding, there's something holding it up. But, I mean, if you just look at Earth, it's a big ball. It's spinning very fast. It makes a full rotation, as huge as it is, in 24 hours around the sun. Okay, and you're on this planet and you're trusting that you're not going to be hurled out in space. If that force that created this whole structure of our solar system and can hold this planet in place. Why can't you trust that power to attract a love or to be able to manage your life? It's beyond our understanding. And so if you can say, okay, I'm here on this planet and gravity is holding me here, and we don't even think in terms of how blessed we are, that we're not floating up in the atmosphere instead of being, you know, held to the ground. We don't even think about it. That's how we really should be about God being in control of our lives, that we don't even think about it, that we just let it be. But we jump in and try to manipulate and control it, don't we?
Yeah, we always do. Like I said, we are our worst enemy, as I always say. We are our worst enemy. You know, and I tell people, love, my God says as well. And I always hear this from Spirit, that love is the core of our identity. Love is who we are as soul beings, as children of God. We are all an extension of the expression of God's love. We are all an extension of the expression of God's love. So those times when we're just trying to figure out, you know, why things aren't going right, you know, in our relationships, why we aren't attracting the right people, you know, those kind of things, it's because what are we conceiving? What are we perceiving? What is our perception on love? We're not realizing that it's already there. It's inside of us. You just have to do a little bit of soul searching and looking within to find it and bring it out and come to a realization that it's always been there, it's never been lost. And once you come to that self-realization, you begin to actually embody love. And when you're able to embody love, you attract it in your life, and you attract all the right people at the right time.
I just think this is so beautiful. So how do you connect manifesting love with true happiness?
I think love, in order to be happy, you have to have love in your life.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have love in your life. And once again, like you said, my definition of love, like you said, no, it's no resistance. Like you said, it's that connection with that creative force, that higher state of being, that consciousness, being in tune with your higher self, with, you know, the God within, the goddess within, you know, with your creator. Okay. Once you find that, there's an instant happiness, because there's an instant fulfilling. That's all most of us are searching for. We're just searching for love and happiness. You know, to me, those two things are the same. Love brings happiness. Love is happiness. You know, that's not just in your relationships, but in your activities and in your career and in your pursuits. You know, when someone does what they love, they're happy. They're automatically happy, like we saw earlier in that call. When you do what you love to do, you are happy.
That's right. You know, we are vibrational beings, meaning that we have a frequency. Does everybody understand that? There's a frequency. We are vibrational. We see when we see things, we're actually, the brain is and the eyes are interpreting different measures of light, and it's all about frequency. When we hear, the eardrum is hearing different levels of frequency that it then translates into a word. The words that are coming out of my mouth, we perceive them as words, but really and truthfully, it's a frequency. You are interpreting the frequency. And to prove it to you, if I were to say, here's an example, Reginald Lewis is awesome, you're hearing a frequency, okay? And I can say, Reginald Lewis is awesome. The tone in my voice is giving you a different definition of what I'm saying. One is I'm declaring that he's awesome. The second one is I'm questioning, you know, it's a possibility that he's awesome. It's just a gentle shift in the frequency that you then interpret what I'm saying just by the tone, the frequency. So we are vibrational and we have a frequency. Love is our highest frequency. Here it is, Reginald is saying, you know, that we have God in us
And we have defined God as love, which is a frequency. It's an energy. He's defined it as an energy. That's in us. That's who we are. Dr. Reggie says we have God DNA. So the highest frequency that we can resonate in the universe is love. And that frequency, when you relate it to an emotion, it is joy. So when you are joyful, and the way Reginald Lewis is defining it, happy, you are in the frequency of God, which equals and means the frequency of love. That is your highest frequency. When you're in your highest frequency, you can actually create miracles. You can attract the things that you really desire. So when we tell you to move into your joy, we're really saying move into your love, move into the natural state of your being. That is the natural state of your being. If you're experiencing anything else, that's ego being in control of your life. That's fear, it's doubt, it's negative thinking. You don't want to be there. So if you're in a job and you go there and you're miserable, are you in your joy? No. That means you need to shift and find out what really is going to make you happy. Everything else will flow from being in that state of love. I think, don't you think that we really confuse love with lust when it comes to relationships?
Yes, we do. You read my mind. That is so funny. That's mm-hmm. the next thing I was just going to touch on. That's how you know we're definitely in attunement. I was just going to say the different levels of consciousness, you know, there's different levels of consciousness that we have. And at the lowest level of consciousness, the way we perceive love is as a conditioned feeling. Just like you said, it's primarily associated with lust, the mating instinct, you mm-hmm. know. And that's the lower form of perceiving love. The higher form, the higher level of spiritual consciousness of love is something that's self-rewarding. You know, it's that perception of love, like I said, being in tune with yourself, the God within, the God Goddess within, the Creator within you. Okay, yeah, and people always get those two things mixed up. But, you know, there's a higher form of perceiving it, you know, depending on what level of consciousness you're allowing yourself to be at. You know, it depends. That's how usually how most people define love. And usually that's the lowest level of forming. Don't get me wrong, you know, to have a union and to be in love with someone, to have a physical connection to one, it's a beautiful expression. It's a beautiful thing. Mm-hmm. But if you do not have that fundamental connection, like I said, with yourself and God, that fundamental entombment, you know, unconditional love for yourself and others, that it doesn't mean anything. It's just a lustful thing. It's just a physical act.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, we're going to go to some more callers here. Lena, how are you? I think I lost Lena. Okay. Area code 678, you're on the air.
Good morning, sweet Cynthia.
Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Reggie.
I have to bring his line dropped. I have to bring Dr. Reggie back.
Okay, but I know he's there listening.
He is.
I do have a question this morning. I am currently going through school right now, and I will be finished in May, and I have... My major is interior design, and I do have such a passion for decorating that, you know, that just was born in me, I guess, and I just have a passion for putting together fashion and everything. But I'm just really feeling at this time that a bit confused as to where I'm going to be led after this. I don't feel like I'm going to be doing the interior design stuff, really. Being more dragged to, my heart is being tugged to more of a spiritual, but yet, I, as you can tell, I'm sounding very confused. But yet, I'm led to take more courses, like office skills, kind of sharpening up office skill type things. What do you see me doing? What are you getting for me doing as a job? Because I'm just really, really confused right now.
Okay. The first thing I pick up from you very strongly since the first time I heard your voice is that you are a very strong empath, okay? Meaning
yes.
You strongly pick up on the energy, the frequencies, the emotional energy and frequencies of other people around
yes.
you, you know? And sometimes it's the point where you kind of get confused, you know, what is you and what is other people, you know? You have to draw the boundary. That's what I'm hearing. You have to learn to put up the shield, you know, that spiritual shield, that protection, you know, in your auric field to say, okay, this is my energy and this is outside energy, okay? And you can discern the difference between what is you and what is not you, if what is a foreign
okay.
energy or someone else. Okay, what I'm hearing is that you have a very strong gift. Yes, you do have a very strong gift in the whole, you know, artistic area and design. And what I'm hearing for you is it's kind of interesting, but I kept hearing feng shui.
Mm-hmm.
I kept hearing feng shui. And it's interesting because feng shui, it deals with interior decorating. It deals with the art of energy and space. Okay, and it's a spiritual practice as well. So it combines sort of the two things that you love most. Okay,
right.
So I'm really feeling that is an area that you should kind of look forward or look into and see how it resonates with you, because I really feel that this is kind of what you're looking at, because not only is it involving what you love to do, a natural talent that you have, but it also involves the spiritual aspect, which you want to develop more and embody more. Okay, so you have two things in one. It's like you're knocking out two birds with one stone.
Right. Are you seeing me having my own business?
Yes, yes. I'm glad you said that, because I did hear, and I almost forgot to mention, I'm glad you said that you are meant to work for yourself. I really feel that is the best direction, is to work for yourself, because when you're able to work for yourself, you're able to create something of your own. And you're a very original person. You have a very original personality. And so you need to create something that is very original and of your own making, something that you're in control of.
Yes.
Do you
see more schooling for me?
He couldn't hear you.
I couldn't hear that. Yeah, that was really distant.
Do you see more schooling for me? I was going to attempt to see if the financial aid was available for me to have more training, and even if it is the study of feng shui.
Okay, yeah, I do see more education for you. I definitely see more education. That's one thing about you that I see, is that you're actually we're all naturally lifelong students of life in general, but you in particular,
right.
You are a lifelong student of education. You like to absorb as much knowledge as you want, get as much training and skill bases as you can receive, and that's what I'm seeing. That's just something you're always going to do, and I always see you taking courses. I always see you like getting certifications, always building on top of your skills, even if it's in a different area. That's the thing I like about you. You seem kind of multi-talented. You know, I can see you being multi-talented and multitasking and doing multiple things at the same time while being grounded, you know, and keeping the core of what you love to do and what makes you happy. But, I definitely see continuation of education. I mean, I feel years and years of just courses and skill development and those kind of things and training, both spiritually and, you know, public education-wise.
You know, if education, you know, was strictly based on book study and reading and I don't know that I could continue, but I love the interaction to have with other people. Absolutely love.
Yes.
I'm in my last class, and And it's just, I just love being in the classroom and talking with other people. Very much enjoy that. So I really, really would welcome continuing on with something. It's amazing. It's amazing.
Yeah. So if that's what you want to do, that's what you will do. You will do it.
Oh, my God. Well,
thank you very much, Reginald.
Susie,
can
you hear me? You know,
yes,
when he said feng shui, I
yeah.
was like, oh, my God, that is so perfect for you. I know,
it's
Susie.
So Susie.
Yeah, it really is. And I think the connection for me was when he said that you were an empath, and I know how sensitive you are. And
I am.
And that feng shui science or that technology or the practice of feng shui along with your energy and your perception, your visual
mm-hmm.
perception, oh, my God, it's just, it'll be a science for you.
Yes, it's. I actually been having a vision in my mind of, you know how I met you and Dr. Reggie at the Open Mind Center?
Uh-huh.
And that place amazed me. I just love the energy, and I so desire to have a business like that one day because it's a place where people could go and get all good, you know. It's all good, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I could actually, the first thing that I could picture is the way this business is going to look, the colors, the design. So it's like connecting the design with that sort of business. It's just
mm-hmm.
amazing.
Wow.
I'm excited.
This is awesome. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for calling in today.
Thank you very, very much, Reginald and Cynthia. And
you're
love
welcome.
To Dr. Reggie, too, even if I can't hear him.
He's there. Reggie, she's saying hello.
Hi, Susie. How are you?
I'm good, Dr. Reggie. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much.
It was very beautiful to spend some time with you on Sunday.
It was. Huh? It was great.
Yes, it was great. And I wish you all a blessed, very blessed day today.
Thank you so
Thank
much.
Thank you so much, Susie.
I love you.
We
love
you
too, sweetheart.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. She has such a beautiful spirit. She really does. But that blew me away. I saw the perfection of that for her, of being a feng shui expert. Okay, I have a question that's coming from the chat room. I was asking for her name, but I think she may have signed out. Anyway, her tagline is for Saggy, and she says that I would like to know if there will be someone special coming into my life soon.
Okay, yes, okay. Yes, I feel like she's on the verge of connecting with someone, actually. It's just that I feel that there's been a lot of doubt with this person in particular. It feels like, it's sort of like let down a defense. I feel like she has a defense mechanism up that's very strong, and it's due to fear, a fear of vulnerability, you know, a fear of going down the wrong path, you know, a fear of things not kind of flowing in the right direction. Once again, like we talk about the ego being in the way, you know, sort of us kind of holding ourselves back. I see she's sort of trying to play it safe, you know, trying to play it safe. I think she just needs to start to just sort of kind of release those walls, have trust that, like Cynthia said, there's a higher power supporting her, you know, and put her faith in action, put her belief in action, and just open up and just allow things to take its natural flow. I'm hearing that if there's true love there for you, there should be no fear. You know, you should know that you're automatically safe and you're automatically secure, okay, that there's something there to nurture and nourish you, you know, mentally and emotionally and spiritually, okay, in that relationship. So stop doubting and just be open and really trust your intuition, trust your guidance and know that this person, I'm like, this person has a good heart. This person has good intentions. Okay. So sort of let it take it slow and don't be so tough on yourself.
Okay. Wow. She finally typed in her name. It's Cheryl. I was really lucky that I said a she instead of a he, huh? But her name is Cheryl. So Cheryl, I hope that answered your question this morning. All right, let's go to our next caller. This is Delphine. Good morning,
hello.
Delphine. How are you?
How are you?
Great.
Oh,
you have a question?
I have a question.
Yes, go
yes,
ahead.
Yes, I have a question for Reginald. I spoke to him before a while back regarding my me planning to move to Texas. And I was wondering if there going to be an issue because I was informing my daughter's father and it didn't go too well with me moving, taking my daughter with her. Is he going to eventually get over the fact that I will be moving, or what do you see coming for that?
Okay. The first thing is first is that you have to do what's best in alignment for yourself and your daughter, you know, as far as you two being the main ones together and presenting each other's lives, I feel like it really won't change the relationship between father and daughter. Did you say you had a daughter?
Yes.
Okay, just making sure. Okay. The relationship between father and daughter, because I feel like you're not the kind of person you're trying to hold back. It's not like you're trying to hold back your daughter from her father, you know. It's not that kind of energy. It's just that you're just trying to make a better transition, a better change, a positive move, something that's going to help you to be able to provide and, you know, a more happy life for yourself and for your child, you know. And so I feel like this is something that I'm hearing move forth and go forth with it, that it's something that he will sort of overcome and to come to accept, you know, because if he obviously loves his daughter, you know, loves his child, and he has mutual respect for you, once it's Cynthia said, there's no wall. You know, it's like there's no judgment. You know, you learn to sort of release and to accept the situation. And he has no choice because you have to do what makes you happy and makes your daughter happy. And so, like, that's what's going to make you happy and make your daughter happy. You know, it's not about what he wants because you know what's best for you and your child. Okay, so he's just going to have to just acclimate, you know, with the change. And he will acclimate with the change.
Okay. Because I was a little bit worried because, you know, all the positives were pointing yes to Texas. I'm moving. Everything was seems like it's going pretty good. And then when I informed him,
yeah,
that was my only issue, I was like, oh, God, I don't want to wait to the last minute and tell him because that would be wrong. So I'm like, well, let me go ahead and just tell him. Even though it's months away, so that way he can get prepared.
Exactly.
So, and it didn't sit too
exactly
well with him, and I'm like, oh God, I hope this is not going to be an obstacle.
Yeah,
oh.
Yeah. He'll learn to sort of deal with that. Of course, it's difficult to know that you're going to be distant from your child, or you know, it's like, you know, not going to be there. But he, you know, like I said, it will work out. It will all work out.
Okay. So once I move, you see everything going smoothly with Texas, right? No problem finding a job. And
no, it looks great, especially financially wise for you. I think opportunity wise for you, it's excellent. It's great. I think it's going to really provide you with the financial basis that you need, that you've been kind of looking for, the security that you've sort of been looking for, you know, to sort of pursue other things in your life and be able to provide, you know, for your daughter the way you want to provide for her. So, I mean, I think it's a perfect move for you. It's a perfect move. You're being guided in that direction for a reason. So go with
okay
it.
How is her adjustment? Is she going to adjust pretty good, my daughter? We have family down there, so.
Yeah. I feel like it's a smooth transition for her. I really do. I mean, I don't feel like it's even an issue the way I'm picking up as far as with your daughter's energy. It just feels like she just, you know, it's interesting how kids or, you know, younger people, they tend to just go with the flow kind of energy. You know, they don't have that judgment quite as much as we do, you know, as adults and being more conditioned, you know. They're not as a condition. They're usually more in tune and with the flow, you know, so it's just like, hey, it's just a smooth transition, you know, and she just goes along with it, and it's not a problem. It's not even an issue with her.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Delphine. You know, I'm just going to say this. I don't know where this is coming from. This is very unusual. I don't know. Reginald, I think you're pulling this out of me. I'm hearing people talk this morning, and when you say certain things, I feel things so strongly, like in the pit of my stomach. I'm feeling this sadness went from you. It's like in the pit of my stomach, it's the sadness. And the first thought, and so I'm going, Dr. Reggie teaches that all, your first impression is always from God. When you second guess it, it's not. So I'm just going to say these things to you, and if it's not true, it's not true. Maybe I'm picking it up from somewhere else. But I feel from you that that there's sadness, that and I would and that you are still in love with the baby's father, and that this move is more for you to try to find your balance, but it's tugging at you to make this decision. So you need to heal. That's all I'm going to say. You just need to heal and give yourself the time and the space to heal. Any of that resonate with you, or am I just making it up?
Oh, okay. Well, you're correct about the me needed to find balance for me to be overall happy. That's why I'm moving, because I need a change of environment for me and my daughter. But as far as my, and still in love with my daughter's father, no.
Okay. Well, that was what I was feeling.
No, I was just sad about the fact that I'm taking, it's been on my mind for quite some time about how do I tell him this, how he's going to react. And I finally told him, and then it's just like, wow, you know, I'm really taking her away because I don't want it to have a negative effect on her, because I'm pulling her away from her support system. I have my family down here. He has family down here. Now I'm moving to Texas with my family. So that's probably where the sad part maybe comes in, but that's about it.
Okay, well, it's very unusual for me to feel something so strongly. That's why I shared it. Thank you so much for calling, okay?
All right, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
See, Reginald, you do that to me. Let's go to our next caller. Area code 814, you're on the air.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Wonderful. What is your name?
Shannon.
Shannon, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Oh, awesome, awesome. You have a question for Reginald Lewis this morning?
I do, and it has to do with the situation, oh my goodness, moving my career and my children, my fiancé. Big.
Okay.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay, well, the first thing I heard very clearly, it's like before you even opened your mouth, I kept hearing the word conflict, conflict, conflict. Right now, I just feel like you're trying to create harmony, and it's just kind of just seeming like things are just a little chaotic. It seems like there's a chaotic energy right now. It seems like there's heads clashing. That's what I keep getting. It's like that's where I get the conflict, like there's clashing right now. Okay. And it feels like this is one of those kind of things where, how can I say this? You have to allow people to grow into a relationship. Nothing cannot be forced. You know, it's not going to just happen instantly. Some things just don't click instantly. It just takes time to grow, you know, grow into full maturity, you know, certain relationships. Is there a difficulty, is there a little bit of a disconnection between the kids and the fiancé?
Yes, there is. And right now, my ex husband is took my youngest son and refuses to give him back, and now I have to go through the whole court and everything. So that's another issue. I have my ex-husband has called Children Youth Services, and Children Youth Services, I've had an issue with them. I've done absolutely everything they've asked me to do. There is a woman that no matter what I do, it's never good enough. She pretty much says if I'm in any relationship, I can't be with my kids. So there's just so much going on. It's ridiculous. There's no, there isn't a reason for all of this negativity thrown at me. I've done my karmic part. I've done that. This is above and beyond. I did file for contempt of court, which I was approved, so I can serve my ex-husband the papers for that. I'm very concerned for my son's emotional well-being at this point.
Yeah. Well, do you know, the first thing I'm hearing is, it's interesting because I'm starting to feel more like an angelic presence around you, trying to sort of console you at this moment and trying to keep you calm. I know it's a very difficult situation to just, you know, remain calm, and of course, if it loves your child, you know, and so much going on. But I feel like there's a feeling of this energy that's trying to console you and to say, remain calm, remain peaceful, so that you can receive the things that you need to receive to take things in the right direction. So this is something where I'm hearing to sort of say, open your awareness, listen, pray, and then listen. Listen to the answer. That's what I'm hearing. Pray and listen to the answer. Because you know what's interesting I'm hearing very clearly is I'm hearing that there's a spiritual law that's going to work in your life right now. And that spiritual law, it's the law of miracles, okay? So believe, because I feel like something miraculous will happen for you. And I feel like this is really a test for you. It's like you're going through a test right now. And I feel like you're going to pass that test.
Okay, that would be excellent. And I went through quite a few months of spiritual oppression, and it took me... it took me a while to get back in touch with who I am. And I thank God every day. In the worst place possible, there he was. So I'm very, very grateful. And I know that I am being tested on my faith. I'm really, since 2009, I've been through a lot. And I'm ready just to move forward and move out west and do the career that I was intended to do. I'm tired. I'm tired. Okay.
Yeah.
I've been
through
a battle.
But the thing is,
I've been through a battle.
Yeah, the thing is, you're tired. Go ahead.
Yeah, I've been through a battle. My kids... they fought me along the way too. So it hasn't been easy. I do have one support person at this point, and that is my fiance, but he has a completely different perspective about how to raise children. And I would really like for all of us to live together and build a house together and see my children go off to school and, be able to take care of themselves. And he's saying at 18 years old, they're out. They're done. He argues a lot with my youngest son because he can feel the energy in that. So...
Yeah.
That makes it difficult, and I'm sitting here thinking, do I have to sacrifice? I mean, I wonder all the time, is this actually going to work? Do I keep my hopes up, or do I just get a different place and sow my oats in a place that I don't want to live in.
Yeah, totally understand. I know you're tired, you know, but the thing is that I'm hearing is that, you know, you're still here and you're still present, and that means that you have a purpose, and everything in your life has a purpose and is purposeful, that nothing is just happening just to happen, you know, because there's always an order to all chaos, you know what I mean? And the thing I'm hearing is just hold on to your faith. Just hold on to your faith, because that's what's going to bring you through the situation. That's what's going to help you to persevere and transcend above the situation. And I'm hearing release any kind of negative emotions. I keep hearing forgiveness. Have forgiveness. Just have forgiveness. Try to stay in a place of forgiveness and unconditional love, no matter what. Forgiveness and unconditional love, because this is what's going to break down those walls of resistance that's happening in your life right now.
Okay. Now, I was told that there was a man that was tall and thin that was, how do I say it, the invoker of all this that works with my ex-husband. Is there somebody that I need to watch my back around? Or that is wearing a mask,
you know,
in my presence?
You know, I feel like there's always an opposing force in our life. You know, there's always an opposing force. Like I said, you know, that's just the universe. You know, there's always going to be, you know, an opposite, you know. And so, you know, yeah, there's always going to be something out there, someone out there, an opposing force that's not, you know, for us and that's against us. You know, but know that, you know, what's for us is a much more powerful force and a higher force, something that nothing that is opposing you can overtake. You know, that's why I say, come back to your faith. Keep your faith. You keep your faith. It's like, you know, you naturally have protection there. You naturally have, you don't even have to worry about your enemies, okay? There's no worries about any kind of enemies, because I feel like there is protection there. You know what I mean? So, yeah, there may be an opposing force or opposing forces, but those forces don't matter, because there's something much more bigger, way bigger than them, that they cannot overstep. Okay, and that is the power of God in your life, okay? That's the power of your spiritual divine team, you know, your angels. So if you have your faith, strengthen your faith and know that you're okay, that you're being protected, okay? And no one has an influence in your life over your life, okay?
Okay.
Other than God.
Okay.
So that's something not to even focus on. Don't even focus on that. Don't feed into that energy, okay? Don't feed into the negativity.
Okay. Can you tell me if my youngest son does want to come home?
I feel that he does. I really do feel that he does. You know, I do pick up a sadness there. This is just something that it takes time. It takes time. You know, I feel like there's a mixture of emotions, you know, just a mixture of emotions. And you just have to sort of let things just take its process. And, you know, it's going to be up and down for him, up and down for him. But I do feel that is an aspect of him that does miss it and that does want to be home and be with you.
Okay.
You know, but, you know, it's just a matter of time. And once again, like I said before, patience, you know, time and patience and faith.
Okay. Well, I do have the contempt papers, and I am to go to the sheriff and have them served, and I was going to have my son come home today. I have been trying to do this legally instead of just yanking him out because of the sticky situation with Children's Services. So that's really my goal. And you know, my kids are my goal. I know I have to live for myself, but I want to make sure my kids are okay and they're safe. And, I don't know what God has in store for me, and I haven't figured out if it has to do with being some sort of a legal advocate of some sort or a wildlife management because I've had so many legal issues happen since 2009. It's just unbelievable. So, I'm ready. I am so ready to go home. And to me, home is out west.
What is your name?
Shannon.
Hey, Shannon. You know, I didn't hear your what was going on with you from the very beginning because I was going through the queue. But I just want to tell you that Reginald is telling you to hold on to your faith. And sometimes when you're in the midst of all this drama, faith just goes right out the window, and we start trying to deal with things through the court, deal with things through, all these physical manipulations that we go through. With your son that's away, where is your son now?
He's at his dad's house, which is actually about 10 miles away.
Okay. So, and there's another man in your life as well, right, your fiancé?
Yes, and then I have an older son who is having a baby on the way. He's 18.
Okay. So
he wants to live with me, and my fiance is like, no.
Okay. So your fiance right now is really trying to exercise some type of authority in this household so that you're not just running the whole household, that you guys have to move jointly together. But what when he is telling you to move in your faith, this is what I'm going to give you some exercises to help you stay centered in that, okay?
Okay.
So I want you just to take a deep breath in and understand that you are creating your reality. All of this drama that's coming, you're growing. It's an opportunity for you to grow spiritually, for you to grow in your trust and your faith in God. Every last one of these. So now the first thing you need to do is really to see God in the midst of all of this. So, rather than you looking at the end result, we want you to go inside of you and look at what is going on in you that you have attracted these experiences to you. That's number one. You have to take full responsibility that you have attracted this. And probably you trying to dibble and dabble and, make this happen and get this to work and protect my children and all of that has made a bigger mess than it really needed to be. So that's number one, take full responsibility. It's hard to do that. You're going to say, well, I didn't make my husband the way he is and I didn't make my fiance stand the way he is. But understand that if you can just accept that I have created this. I have attracted this to me for whatever reason. The second thing is to go and say, now, what have I learned from this situation? When I was with my husband, just sit, what did I learn from that? How did I grow in that experience? Because I want you to move from it's all this crap to going into where you can appreciate that there was a lesson there and that you grew from it. And then I want you to look at what do I have to be grateful for? Because I want you to transition from, this trouble here. There's trouble in Riverside City. I got a problem here. I got a problem here. I got a problem here. We want to shift out of looking at our problems because the more we continue to focus on this is a problem, this is a problem, this is a problem, I'm going to get more of the problem. Whatever you focus on expands. Are you understanding me?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes.
So now to move out of that, we have to move into what am I grateful for? Okay, your son is not with you. He's with his father, but I'm grateful that he is bonding with his father. I'm grateful that he has a roof over his head. He's not running around in the streets. He's not, a teenager that's selling his body on the street in order to survive. He's in a household. He's going to get fed. He's protected. There's a lot to be grateful for, is it not?
Yes, there is.
Okay. That's when you want to move into being grateful. When you move into being grateful that you have a fiancé that loves you enough to say to embrace your children, that loves you enough that wants to take an authoritative position in the house. Be grateful for that. Be grateful for whatever he's bringing to you. Be grateful that your children are healthy. They're in school. They're moving through this. And then I want you to take it to the next level and to start dreaming about and visualizing the life that you want to have. Move into gratefulness. First, we're going to look at what lessons have I learned. Second, we're going to move into this state of gratefulness and being appreciative of what we do have. And then we're going to move into what is it that I want to create now? What is the scenario that I want to create now? So when you're looking at your husband, whatever your ex-husband, I want you to be able to look at him and not look at all the problems. I want you to be able to look at him and say, I am grateful that you came into my life. I would not have these beautiful children if it had not been for you. And I know that you have a connection to this family and that all of these things that you're doing is because you're losing control. And I understand that. But I love you through this. You're not losing anything. These kids will be your kids forever. The grandkids will be an extension of your DNA forever. I love you. I will always love you, despite yourself. And I know that you're growing. Okay? Then you want to look at your children. They're expressing things that they want in their life. And so you need to see them saying, okay, I hear you. This is tearing at your heart, this breakup. You know, I will give you the space to spend time with your father and to develop that relationship. And I know you will come home when your heart is settled. Love them where they are. You don't have to open your mouth. Love them where they are. These are all things that you can send out. All this energy of love you can send out and acknowledge them. And as you move through this, you're going to find peace. Your worry is disrupting your peace. It's not making things better. Are you still there?
Yes, I am. Your last comment really hit home. My mom and my fiance have just recently said the same thing. Quit worrying. Take time for yourself.
Yes. And being yourself, well, what have we defined here? We're saying that your natural state is one of love. When we say love is no resistance, all of this fighting and battling over who's going to have control of the children, you know, that's resistance. Even your fiance who's saying 18, that's it. No, trust me, when that baby comes and you guys are having to create a blended family now, but don't try to argue with him on that. Just see it in your mind that we're a whole family that's in love. And that we're embracing everything. See him doing that, not putting everybody out the door, out the house. Okay?
Okay. I will do that.
Okay. I love you, sweetheart.
I love you.
I love you so much. You got your hands full, but there are lessons in here. You've got pearls of wisdom that are growing inside of you right now and that you can share with your children. So go ahead and hold on to your faith. Have trust and faith. Okay, precious?
Absolutely. God bless you. Thank you.
God bless you, too.
God bless.
All right. We only have a few more minutes here. I'm going to take our last call. Good morning.
Good
Sheila?
Good morning. How are you? Yes, yes. Oh, this is a wonderful show. I'm glad I tuned in. You was giving the last caller so much good advice. I want kind of like a general reading, but I want to focus more on my career. to do. Well, I really want to do something. I retired, and since I retired, I've been reading and listening to videos, and you know, learning, and all the things that I've been learning. When I see people and talk about it, they never heard of it before. So they think I'm strange.
What kind of things are you reading now?
I'm reading more. I'm metaphysical, Ernest Holmes.
Oh,
and
oh girl.
I live in Houston, so therefore I'm in the Bible Belt.
I feel you, okay?
I'm in the Bible Belt. I even mentioned to one lady that Lilith was Adam's first wife. And she, with her body language, she wanted to fight me. She stopped and drew up her body, balled up her fists. And I said, well, just go to the dictionary and look up the word Lilith. And I, you know, was reading about the first primordial individuals that God made on the seventh day, on the sixth day, just all kind of stuff. And then when I'm talking about this, just talking about this, you know, people, you know, just think I'm strange. So therefore, I really don't have the right type of people to share this information with. But I want to focus on, you know, now that I retired, I want to go back into, go back and do something that could draw, that I could make some money doing, you know, if it's a part-time job or something. So what do you see there?
Okay. So first off, is that I did feel that you needed to, okay. Picking up is that I did feel that there was a need of a guidance in a certain direct, you know, as far as your life, as far as what is you want.
Hello,
Reginald, you cut out.
Going out and doing.
Reginald.
Oh, hello.
Hello, you're cutting in and out.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello, you're cutting.
Hello.
Okay.
Yes, I'm here.
Hello.
Yes.
Okay, can you? Okay, yeah. Okay, I don't know why it's breaking up, but probably have to talk slower. But I'm saying I was feeling there's a need of direction in your life, and that direction of your life for some reason feels like going out, and it feels like this feeling of like a good cause, volunteering a good cause. Okay, so it's like going for a good cause. So what is it? Is there something that a particular cause, maybe a particular kind of, how can I say this?
Charity,
something that you're passionate.
Well, I do volunteer. Well, actually, I have a passion against police brutality, and I go out and protest. And we do this on Tuesday.
Okay.
We do this on Tuesdays at the criminal courthouse, and I do you know, get out there with the activists, with the Black Panther Party and all the local activists protesting against police brutality. So that's what I'm doing. But I want to do something, to get some income.
Yeah. Well, think about teaching, because it's like you are teaching, you were some kind of ad, you know, for a cause. That's what I felt. It feels like obviously it's something that you feel very strong about, and a passion for something that you feel it needs to be correcting, that needs to be changed in the world. And what a more powerful thing to have something to motivate you like that. So I'm hearing use that motivation and turn it into what you love and apply it and put it forth. Keep moving in that direction and teach. Teach what you feel strong about. Speak your truth.
That's Sheila. He's telling you to find your passion.
Yes.
Find your passion, sweetheart.
Okay.
All righty. We love you. Have
thank
a
you.
Great weekend.
Thank
I'm
you.
I'm going to ask the. Thank you for calling. Dr. Reggie, can you go
I'm
ahead
here.
And take us? Yes, take us into our closing prayer.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this beautiful message this morning, and that you're working very vibrantly and brilliantly through Reginald Lewis. He's an angel in the making. We thank you for him and the messages that he imparts and becoming a guidepost to others in their lives. Let him be in the power of the Holy Spirit, always being embraced and loved by the angels. We believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is. Have a great weekend, everyone. God bless you.